Less than half of all Arizona high school graduates go on to enroll in some kind of post-secondary education. In 2021, the last year for which data are available, the number was around 47%. And my next guest says that's a problem, and one that involves both the education community and the business one. Rich Nickel is president and CEO of the nonprofit Education Forward Arizona. He joins me to talk more about this. And Rich, to what do you attribute this number?
So yes, you're right. That's the latest data we have. And really the last couple of years of data have been in that 47% range. That's down from about 53% only about 4 years prior. So we think there's a few things going on here. One of those obviously is that we had a pandemic and we understood that that would probably show us some decline. We think the other things that are happening though are probably more important. And that includes people's perceptions, if you will, about the value of post-secondary education, which is some type of education after high school, and also the influence of folks that our students are listening to, our families are listening to, whether that's political influencers, whether that's social media, get-rich-quick influencers, or whether it's really just general public perception that maybe the value of that education after high school is maybe not what it once was. So, you know, there's some headwinds there, and we have to really be thoughtful about how we face those.
It's interesting when you talk about the perception issue, because we've been hearing for a while now that the perception, especially of universities and colleges, a four-year post-secondary education maybe is not what it used to be. But are you suggesting that that's extending down to, for example, community college, trade schools, that kind of thing as well?
That 47% number represents high school students in our state that enroll in any type of post-secondary education, including trade schools, private colleges and universities, community colleges, our state universities, within 12 months of graduating from high school. So yes, we are not just seeing this perception about the value at the university level, but also throughout the system. So it's really working its way down the education continuum, if you will.
How do you try to counteract that? How do you try to convince graduating high school students in Arizona that, you know, maybe if you don't want to go to a four-year college or university, that there are still other options that will be beneficial to them and could maybe help them in their career and in their life?
So at Education Forward Arizona, one thing we've always prided ourselves on is helping people make decisions by really getting hold of good information and data and evidence. And this is no different. So one of the things that we did in partnership with Helios Education Foundation earlier in the year was produce a really terrific economic impact report called Billions to Gain. And what we looked at was what was the impact on the individual, their communities in the state, if we had more people enroll in post-secondary and then complete. And what we found, what wasn't surprising to us, but I think maybe surprising to some, that, for instance, if we increased enrollment by just 20% in each year, that could lead to $5 billion in economic gains when you put together the individual gains that people get by being more highly educated, the social gains that come to their communities, because we know that highly educated communities don't use prison systems or the justice system as much. We don't have to subsidize housing as much. We don't have to subsidize healthcare as much. And then, of course, the state, from a fiscal perspective, also gains because of the increased tax revenue that comes in and the spending that happens in the state across the board. So, you know, we think there's everything to gain by encouraging more people to attend post-secondary, and that's young and younger and older learners.
Of that 53 roughly percent of Arizona graduating high school students who are not going on to post-secondary education, I'm wondering how many of those you think finances and opportunity are the impediment, that they would like to do something, but they either can't afford it or maybe don't know that there's a program out there that would be good for them.
Yeah, so we think there's probably those things are happening, a couple of those elements, plus a couple of other things. And I'll try to put it in terms that are easy to digest. You know, what we're finding is, one, there's always an affordability question when it comes to post-secondary. And that's not new. What we know, though, is that especially for those that may come from low-income families and who are ready and prepared to go to college, there are a lot of ways and pathways to get there, and there's also a lot of pathways just to the careers that you like. We also know that there's this question of preparation and confidence in being able to be successful. And again, recently, last year, there was a $15 million bill passed in the budget that will supplement students who want to take what we call dual enrollment classes in high school and hopefully expand that. Because what we know is when students start getting their post-secondary education or enroll in those classes as a high school student through this dual enrollment program, many, many, many of those students go on to go to post-secondary because, one, they know they can do the work then. And secondly, they know they've got a head start, so it's going to cut down on some of that cost they might have seen along the way.
Yeah. I would imagine there are some states that have higher rates than we do here in Arizona. Are there things that we can learn from what they're doing that maybe we can apply here?
There certainly are, and some of those are around the affordability question. You know, one thing we see is that affordability is both real and perceived. And in some of the states that are sending a lot more of their students to post-secondary right after high school, they have robust, targeted state financial aid programs that really give students hope earlier in their education careers, as early as middle school. And they're well marketed and invested in and robust enough. Those students know if they do well in high school, they can go to community college or university, a state or public community college or university in their state, and they know they can get there and pay for it. Our state has never had a targeted state-supported financial aid system that is robust enough where people know about it and really have that hope. So we do see states with higher rates than us. You know, that's a lot of times part of their mix. They also do a really great job at getting people to complete their federal financial aid paperwork and also to making applying to colleges and universities as easy and as accessible as possible. So there are certainly things we can learn, and it's not a magic bullet by any means, but there's a lot of things we could be doing and a lot of investments that we could be making that, you know, we would love for our leaders to really consider.
Sure. All right. That is Rich Nickel, President and CEO of Education Forward Arizona. Rich, thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. We always appreciate being asked to talk about this.